When did humans master the fire? 690,000 years ago. 690,000 years ago. That means that for 3 million years, humans were eating plain raw food. When they were entering Europe and Asia in cold climate, they had to have fire in order to be warm, so they don't die from being cold, to be safe from predators, and to have light, because now they had dark, long nights in the winter. Well, people say, why, if they had fire, they cooked. I don't think so. My father was an investigator. How he did investigate, he would put everything he knows on a piece of paper, and then he looks and he sees the picture. And I wrote everything down. They were eating throughout the day. Can you imagine the ancient human carrying all these little mice and all these little pieces of meat with him all day long, not being afraid of to attract predators, and just, you know, carrying it so that in the evening they could sit down and have a campfire and eat it and roast it there? No, they were hungry. If they found the mice, they eat it. They find some grain, they eat it. And they couldn't carry much with them. So according to research of today's chimpanzees, they do not ever eat after four. Even if they're hungry, even when they go on a walkabout, the male chimps about once in 2 weeks go on a walkabout to see the territory, if there are any intruders who are eating their fruit on their territory. This day, they don't eat. And even after that, when the researchers were trying to give them bananas, they would not eat after 4 or like 4:30. They just don't eat in the evening because they don't have good digestion that way. They eat at the dawn. So why do we think that our ancestors were eating in the evening? I think it's very probable that they were feeding throughout the day and they were just eating as they found the food because it was safer. And in the evening, it was the cold climate. Thank you so much. They just, you know, get together, make a nest and sleep. However, they were still doubling in size every certain so many years. And then in the 12,000 BC, there were so many humans and there was so little food. They actually caused the extinction of all the big predators, the humans. They destroyed them because they were protecting their groups. Is that they could not anymore survive through the winter by going around. They had to live in a dwelling, in the same dwelling, through the winter together so that they could help each other to stay warm and to keep the fire and just to survive. And that's when the first dwellings were formed. They stopped being hunter-gatherers. They became now dwellers. It's interesting that hunter-gatherers never had classes. They didn't have poor or rich. You cannot carry much when you always walking 20, 30, 40 miles every day. You really cannot carry much with you. When they started living in the same place, instantly they had rich and poor classes. What amazes me is that they did not start domesticating animals right away, even though it was so much easier. They began cultivating plants. 12,000 years ago, they began cultivating plants. There were no rakes, no shovels, no irrigation. There were no way to protect what they grow from rodents and birds. Do you understand? How would you carry water from whatever? Especially, you know, you don't have any buckets even, and make everything grow. And then how do you protect those grains? You just lay down on them or? And there are birds and everything there. So how? But to tame a couple of goats seems to be like a pretty easy job to me. Or like, you know, and the goats were the first ones domesticated, and then they could provide milk, right? But however, they began domesticating animals 4,000 years later. They were just planting. So from that, I assume that instinctively, first humans knew that the plant food is much more nutritious. It's preferable. They craved it more. They instinctively wanted it more. I found in research in different from different countries so many signs of humans extremely eating a lot of greens. For example, in 5000 BC in Chinese cuisine, the Chinese people used 365 greens. 365 greens in only Chinese cuisine. This is 10 times more than we have today. So 365, easy to remember, as many days in the year. Remember, 5,000 years ago. Last year, in 2005, Dr. Daniel Mormon, M-O-E, Mormon, M-A-M, expensive book though, like $100. He published the first complete catalog of edible plants used by Native Americans. In that book, he lists 1,649 edible plants in just Northern America alone. What does it tell us? That Native Americans were eating lots of plants. We think they just were hunters. They used 1,649 plants. People were eating plants, a lot of plants, through the old year, through the old age, and then through the middle age. In the 14th century, there were several first cookbooks published in England. And I looked through them. And the rich people ate lots of different meats, but people were eating lots of salads. And I published one of the salads in one of my newsletters. How many of you received it? Did anybody saw that? Like one person, two people. I published this salad. It had 24 ingredients. Most of them were greens. Plantain, clover, violet leaves, lamb's quarters, purslane, dandelions, greens, and cucumber. And they didn't have lemon at that time in Europe. So there was a little bit of vinegar, which was not white distilled vinegar yet. And oil with E on the end, oil. And they made this big salad for the entire household, including servants and everybody. According to the strict etiquette in the 14th century, all the servants were eating with the owners, with the family, only the first course, which was salad. And then they were not allowed. Then they had to leave, and then only the family were eating the rest of the 11 courses. So that tells us that most people were living, sustaining on a lot of greens. I think that people really did not cook much, at least most of people, until very recently. I'll tell you why. The first stone hearth was invented 5,000 years ago, the first stone hearth, 5,000 years ago only. Before that, there was only open fire. Consider this, there was no fuel except wood. You would say there's some cow things, but there were no cows. Cows were not domesticated yet. You can go in the woods and look for some deer thing, but it will be worse than the wood. The coal was not invented yet, discovered, so it was wood. You can think, oh, there's lots of wood. The land was covered with woods, but there were no chainsaws. They were not even saws. They were just primitive axes. How many firewood can you make with a primitive axe? And wouldn't be very expensive. So you had to pretty much look for branches on the ground that dry, and how many branches you need to cook constantly all the time for all the people. I just forget it. It's not possible. I guess the rich people had the luxury of cooking. But most people, if they're lucky to get a couple of branches, they'll use them for the fire to get warm through the winter, to get their babies warm. And it's okay. They would, no problem eating some raw food. It's no problem. The fire, some light was most important. Do you agree with me? That makes sense, right? Do you know when the matches were invented? I was shocked. Yeah. The matches were only invented by English chemist John Walker in 1827. Before that, there was friction and flint, which is not a big difference. So all housewives and cooks had to use friction. They couldn't constantly keep the fire. There was lack of fuel. So difficult. So what I see from my research that humans were eating mostly and predominantly, most people ate plant food because they simply couldn't afford to have meat because meat was scarce. And people were eating mostly raw food. It's interesting that meat, because how in human consciousness, whatever is hard to get seems to be the most valuable. And so whatever is hard to get is the most expensive. And then it transfers in our brain like the most healthy. And from that time, when people were eating clover, plant, lamb's quarters, and then somebody gets sick, give him some chicken soup. Yeah. Until now, when we eat chicken, when you get sick, chicken soup. Instead of you sick, green smoothie. because they were eating greens. You get sick, chicken soup. From that time. And now I'll tell you about the drama that happened in the very end of the 18th century, the Industrial Revolution. The first thing was invented by British chemist was refined sugar, the process of refining of the sugar, the very end of the 18th century. The next was Swiss Miller in the beginning of 19th century, who created the steel grinders. Now he was able to make white flour. So white candy, white sugar, white bread. And then Napoleon wanted his army to have food that wouldn't spoil. He announced competition with a very big reward for some kind of a preserve. Canning was invented in the beginning of 19th century. And canning became so popular. In 60 years, the time it took to prepare one preserve went down from 6 hours to 30 minutes. Now, in 30 minutes, you had a can of food or tin can of food, whether it's vegetable or meat, that could stay for at least 2 years. The canning was embraced by everyone, by government, because it fed the people. There were no more dead people on the street from being hungry. By business people, because they could make easy, quick money. By people, because now they could be fed around the year. They shouldn't be afraid of hunger. And especially by women, who now were liberated from constant cooking and even from nursing their babies. Because then was invented infant formula, which was considered even better.